As we offer our beloved Saint Germain our love, gratitude, and adoration, unconditional obedience for eternity, we ask him to bless and bless and bless without limit everybody and everything we contact, and all who are trying to hold to the light of this time, and to make each one strong enough to be the sun presence of his invincible, violet flaming love and freedom to life wherever we abide. Beloved hearts of Hartford, may the fullness of our hearts' love and its great enfolding sacred fire freedom ever attend you, abide within you, go before you, clear your way, and make you victorious in the freedom that it is my privilege to bestow, the freedom you all crave, and the freedom from whence you once came. May you all feel tonight the onrushing assistance of those activities of the sacred fire that are ever surging to help mankind awaken from the sleep of the senses, for mankind knows not how deep it has slept in the selfishness of human desire. And so I am trying to gently awaken mankind before there comes an awakening that is much more rude than the one that I offer. The outer world is to be awakened. Never doubt that for a moment. And it'll be a shock. But those of you who have been loved by the Ascended Host, those of you who have been protected all these years and have been held on to the constructive way of life, should now become a radiating sun presence to the rest of life wherever you abide. And if you can realize that your obligations in physical embodiment are to pour forth the radiation from your mighty I Am presence and our octave that is the strength and purity and power of life to assist all life to awaken and be free from the distress of the ages, if you can but realize that is your purpose of physical embodiment, then, with a full realization of that, you would raise yourselves much more quickly to the ascension. Because I assure you, every time you pour forth any help to life, it matters not what life it is. When you are working for the purification, illumination, and raising of all life out of the shadows of human distress, you are raising your own life nearer to your own beloved mighty I Am presence and higher mental body. You're coming nearer to our octave. And as you come nearer to us, you are being illumined and strengthened to use our greater powers to render greater service while you are yet here. So when your concern is about the raising of life, God's life, out of the qualities and distress of human shadows, when that is your goal of existence, that is the raising power that draws you one day into the ascension. Why? Because every wave of light that you send forth to assist some other part of life expands your own heart's flame. And after your assistance is given, the energy of your light, which has gone forth to assist life, arises into the causal body. And when the accumulation there is blazing enough, its raising power automatically draws the outer self into itself. So your accomplishment of the ascension depends on the expansion of your own light, the expansion of your own heart's flame, the expansion of your love to life that wants life to be free from the distress of human shadows, that gives every assistance to it to be free. And then, as that is your motive and your command, that your life go forth and carry the light that raises all life to greater freedom, it automatically becomes the raising power for you. So you cannot give help without receiving help. You cannot desire to give help without expanding your own light, your own heart flame, and expanding the power of light within you to stand against destructive forces and to raise all light that you contact into the higher octaves of perfection. Now, many people, this course goes on everywhere, are ashamed to acknowledge God. They're ashamed to acknowledge the mighty I Am presence. They're ashamed to acknowledge many of the things we have offered you for your freedom. How much help would you give anyone if someone were ashamed of you? Apply these things to yourselves. You'll soon see where you stand with God, the mighty I Am presence, and with the ascended host. And when the mankind of this earth that has for so long received the blessings of God's heart and all the manifestations of perfection that have been flooded to the earth through the thousands of years past, all given by the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, if mankind is ashamed of the source that has bestowed the blessing, then how can freedom come? Pride had better be dissolved, my dear ones, for pride cannot be taught. Pride is non-receptive. And when people are afraid because of the opinions of others to come out and stand for the divinest source of power and perfection in the universe, the beloved I Am presence, I'm the ascended host. How can individuals be cut free? Pride and arrogance and ambition are but the dregs of existence and cannot be taught. So, blessed ones, be unafraid. Whose opinions of the outer world have ever given you the open door to freedom? And whose opinions of the outer world can ever raise you to the ascension? So, beloved ones, if each of you chooses to become a sun presence of our freedom to life, a sun presence of the violet consuming flames, assistance to weary mankind, I assure you, our help to you will be amplified without limit for eternity. And I wish you to know for your encouragement that there is a vast number of wonderful people within this land who are converging into a blazing sun of fearless, defense of God, and fearless defense of the rights of mankind to be free. When that momentum reaches a certain point, it'll be like an avalanche coming down the side of a mountain, and it can change conditions in this land overnight. There are many arising in the scientific channels of the world who are taking their stand to defend God, acknowledge God, and turn people to the acceptance of God, the directing intelligence that creates the infinite universe. Many of them are fearlessly facing their accusers and those who want to smear them, and have taken their stand for our presence reality in the universe and the reality of the angelic host and the reality of beings on other planets of this system. Any scientist that is honest with himself will stand with them. And as time goes on, the onrushing cosmic light is rendering its perfect service and is putting more and more problems back into the worlds of those who have denied our existence and our authority and our power. Some of the channels of the outer world that were so cocky just a year or two ago are wondering why they have not succeeded as they had intended, and do not know why. Some of them are not as sure of themselves as they were a year ago, and as time goes on, they'll be less sure. I shall see to some of that. Thank you so much, precious ones. So I come to give you good tidings, good news, God power, invincible victory, the eternal freedom. So as we go on, mankind is forced to awaken. The light is going to be the only thing into which they can come for protection and supply. It's going to be the only source of assistance to them. So I can assure you, when certain events take place, there'll be no more denial of our presence nor our authority or our power. And all the bubbles of the outer worlds building can overnight collapse into distress mankind cannot even now comprehend. And since we are the guardian presence of the freedom that belongs to America, since we are the master hand of God that controls the powers of the elements and the powers of nature, it would be well if people make us their friends. We are friends to life. And the sacred fire is our invincible mastery and all-powerful control of all manifestation. So, beloved ones, I hope I may depend on each of you to be a sun presence and outpouring of my heart's love to life, my heart's desire to see mankind purified and set free. And if I may depend on you, I can assure you that if I enfold you in the power to free others, you yourselves could not remain bound. That would be impossible. So if you are willing to help us bring purity and freedom and blessing to life and rescue one life stream after another, withdraw it from its frightful distress, and turning mankind to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, let them hold their attention there long enough for the violet consuming flame to take away the majority of their distress. I assure you, you will never have regrets, never again in this universe. You cannot bring freedom to others without becoming free yourselves. And you cannot have freedom for yourselves if you do not give freedom to others. And do you know what the source of freedom is? Inside of you, your most intense love to your own beloved I Am presence. That is the heart of freedom. And when you love your presence enough, your beloved I Am presence says, here is the fullness of everything. Just as soon as you are willing to stay with your own mighty I Am presence, unconditionally, and all of God is enough for you, then your beloved I Am presence says, all I have is thine. And it moves that blessing of all good things into your outer use. Then if you will use that to awaken the rest of mankind, your own light expands like a sun. Your unfed flame expands its sacred fire around you. And as you become a sun presence that lifts the rest of life out of the shadows and onto the pathway of light, your mighty I Am presence lifts you into the accomplishment of the ascension. And if you do not give it, you never can have it. That sounds like a paradox, but it's not. You must give that which the mighty I Am presence has given to you, and let it flow into outer world conditions. And be concerned about mankind being awakened out of the shadows that they may find their way in the light. Now, when you step into a darkened room and you either turn on a light or use a flashlight, you find your way around, do you not? Well, so it is with mankind. When by your very radiation and call to your beloved I Am presence, you pour the light to the rest of mankind. You show them the way out of the shadows of where they can find the happiness they seek, where they can be free, where they can understand life, until life has made them the sun presence that gives freedom to others as you give freedom to them. So it goes on and on in its magnificent infinite activity and service to life. And beloved ones, I assure you, there's nothing in the universe that brings you such joy, such power, and such freedom as to give this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence and the radiation of its light and love to others to set them free. After all, it's the only thing in the universe worth serving for an instant. It is eternal, infinite, almighty, holy, divine, and not one limiting or discordant condition can ever come from your love and surrender and service to your own mighty I Am presence, or to us. And as you learn to love the violet consuming flame with more intensity from day to day, will you find all that it is loving you. And there is just no substitute for that love anywhere in the universe. The world itself needs that love of the violet consuming flame to offset the hatred, the shadows, the selfishness, the doubt, the fear, the uncertainty, and the suffering. I assure you, the sacred fire and the cosmic light are the only permanent way of correcting anything in this world. And if mankind is so wise and so powerful, why are individuals not free? When you realize the length of time human beings have had to accomplish the ascension, using all the gifts of the universe all the time to do just as they please, how do you think they are going to be free unless they give obedience to the law of freedom? Individuals have chased their human desires century after century and have entangled themselves in deeper and deeper confusion, more hatred, more wars, more filth, more selfishness, and more downright viciousness to life. Now there must come the cosmic laws demand that their ability to create any more discord is to be cut off. And individuals must awaken to the master presence that owns the universe, that has created this system of worlds, that has loaned its life to the individual for our experience that raises it into the ascension. And individuals must annihilate the human accumulation of selfishness throughout America and the world if freedom is to be theirs. So, blessed ones, you, those under this radiation who are, after all, but a handful of mankind, I myself have poured love to you for over 70,000 years. So has the mighty Victory, the mighty Son of Kamara. So has the mighty Master Jesus, the beloved Godfrey, and thousands of others of the Ascended Host. We have poured love through the ages. We have consumed again and again and again mankind's frightful hatred and filth. And we are doing it again, but this time it is the end. So if you care to stand with us, and regardless of all the outer world's opinions, just blaze the sacred fire, demand the purity that is freedom to life, and go on your way like the wind, looking neither right nor left, but shedding your radiance into the world around you. In your onward journey, you will draw with you those whom your radiance touches. And then after your ascension, you will turn, and your love too will raise them into their victory and freedom of the ascension. And do you not think mankind needs to understand something about the ascension today in the outer world's maze of filth and hate and viciousness? Do you not think mankind needs to understand something else beside what it knows at present? I do. And if you could see what we see, if we were not ascended beings, we would die in horror at the sight. And so would you. In the unascended state, were you to see what is in the mental and feeling world of the masses of the people of the world, you could not stand it. And it is those life streams that I am pleading for tonight, since you know the law by which you can help, through your command and demand for the purification of the world and the forced awakening of the people, you can set into action the cosmic law's power of the sacred fire to awaken those life streams out of their frightful accumulation of the centuries. And so, as we go on to greater and greater attainment, as we draw forth into physical conditions more of the power of the sacred fire, I assure you, those who are willing to call it into outer physical conditions will themselves become a greater sun presence of that power, and it will ever abide around them to lift them to their eternal victory. Your various organizations of the world have called for freedom, and they know not where it is nor how to attain it. The blessed ones in Hungary have called themselves freedom fighters. And I ask you if you can have freedom by fighting. It never was done yet. Cosmic law has never brought freedom to anyone by fighting. You see how blinded mankind is in their lack of understanding of the use of their own energy. And if the energy the mighty I Am Presence has given you all through the centuries is not kept qualified with its expanding love and sacred fire purity to the universe around you and then raised back to the presence, if you do not do that, there's no freedom. So, blessed ones, let us go on and experiment with what it means to demand the purification that compels freedom by the sacred fire's purity with which none of mankind can ever argue and which none can oppose. When a forest fire rushes, it is master, is it not? When the wind blows it, it is in command. And so it is with you. When you are determined to draw the sacred fire purity of invincible freedom in and around yourselves, then let its radiation go forth to purify all you contact. You will purify, you will set free those life streams who are brought into contact with you. And that is why radiation is three times more powerful than the spoken word. For that sacred fire can flow into and around an individual, consume the discord so the individual understands more clearly, purifies the substance in the atmosphere about that individual's mind and feeling world, and brings the assistance without antagonism. Many times the spoken word but defeats its own purpose, and yet there is the right place for the spoken word, the right place for the silence, the right place for the radiation. When you use all with wisdom, in obedience to the mighty I Am Presence, the cosmic law, I assure you, you cannot send them forth to purify and free, lift life without you yourselves being purified, raised, and set free. So you cannot receive without giving, and you cannot give without receiving. So, blessed ones, in the opportunity that lies before you to work for your nation, in the outpouring that your mighty I Am Presence would give, when you call for the purification and freedom of the whole nation, the onrushing release of the sacred fire necessary to do that would automatically return as a raising force to you, and you could not remain bound if you are determined that America shall be free. And since America is the land of my heart, which I have loved a long while, I am determined America must be purified and set free. And if those who have been blessed by this knowledge of the mighty I Am are as determined as I am to purify and set America free, we will have America purified and set free with your assistance. Thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, blessed ones, when your freedom is interfered with or you're struggling under limitation, you think you want freedom very greatly. You think you want freedom for this nation from the things that are wrong within your borders. But I say to you, you do not commence to want freedom like I want it for the nation, for you, for the world, and for life everywhere. Because only when you desire freedom enough for all life will all the life in the universe work to set you free. It'll all flood to you. So again I say, you cannot give without receiving. You cannot receive from your presence without giving to the rest of the world. And if you just let it flow and go on and on to bless life in its ever-expanding purity and happiness, you cannot be anything but free. And the unfortunate individuals who do not yet know that and prey upon the masses of mankind for selfish reasons, I assure you, can be leashed in a moment and removed from the earth by their own discordant accumulation. So your goal of life is to love your mighty I Am presence, the violet flame, first, then asking it to pour its sacred fire of purity and freedom to life wherever you go. Just make the call and go on your way unconcerned, but let the call go forth that your mighty I Am presence may have the open door through which its sacred fire goes forth to purify and free and bless all life that you contact everywhere in the world. Now, beloved ones, there are many, many individuals in outer world activities who render service in a civilization that brings divine order, holds outer world conditions in a certain amount of order and service and blessing to every one of you. Now, those individuals may not be, so far as you are concerned, the type of individual you want or want to be. But if all of their service to life were removed, by which you have the blessings of modern civilization, where would you be? You'd be back in the primitive way of living of the pioneers of this country. You'd have to do everything for yourselves. Then if there is some part of life that is willing to do the service that is being done in the outer to make your living more comfortable, and more harmonious and more orderly, then do you not think that you owe a call to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host for a blessing of purity and illumination and greater freedom for that life which helps to serve the mass of mankind? You certainly do. The balance is the perfection you desire. And if there are many life streams doing work in the outer world that you cannot do or do not like to do in order to provide a cleaner civilization for you, you are obligated under the divine law. When you know the existence of the mighty I Am presence and the violet flame, call them into action to purify those life streams, illumine them, and raise them, that they too may know greater freedom, as we have given greater freedom to you. And so your obligation to life goes on and on. And only when you realize that your duty to your mighty I Am presence is to be a sun presence of the victory of its love down here that brings purity and freedom and protection to all that is constructive, only when you realize that will you continue to make the call to your mighty I Am presence and live for the fullness of itself to come into you, flood forth its blessings, and let them go forth to fill the nation that is the heart of the world, then to fill the world that is enveloped in shadows, which I assure you, the cosmic sun presence or the violet consuming flame can consume and remove the distress those shadows have imposed upon the life of mankind and even upon the powers of nature and forces of the elements. So, blessed ones, let us go on and remember the mighty I Am presence 1,000 times a day. Send your love there and ask your presence to do through you and give you and bring to you what it knows you need the most. And let it have dominion through you. Let its radiation expand. And let it set you free by your own love and obedience to it. So, blessed ones, that is the freedom my heart longs to give. That is the freedom I shall continue to give until all life is free in the victory of the ascension as you have called. So accept my love, my gratitude, and my freedom to life that you may be strong enough to give it everywhere and let the cosmic law have a chance to raise as many as possible at this time into their great freedom of the ascension as you go forward to take your own. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, and all the ascended hosts who have ministered with you, whose love is poured to us throughout the centuries, and to the angelic host, to our own beloved mighty I Am presence. Thank you for everything we have received since we left the great central sun. Make us a dazzling sun presence of the victory of your own heart's flame and flood it forth without reservation and hold the protection around those under this radiation that their sun presence may forever shed its radiance and raise all to freedom for eternity. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible obedience to our mighty arm presence and the ascended host, that at all times the sun presence of eternal freedom can clothe us in its victory for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the victory of your own heart's flame and make us your freedom in its use forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, and blessed Nod and beloved Mary and all the great ones, everyone who has poured love to us through the centuries. Now may their love, forever blazing its sacred fire purity through us all, make us a sun presence to set all free and to love all life as they have loved us. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Blaze around us the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic sun presence of your great violet flame, purifying love of invincible freedom. Hold that invincible about all under this radiation. Wherever we abide, we all stand ascended and free, and we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame, our beloved Saint Germain's violet flaming purifying love that brings freedom to all for eternity, intensify and expand it, and let it possess and rule us all for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. Now, great beings, who govern the destiny of our nation, Let a sun presence of the sacred fire. Beloved Saint Germain's eternal purity and eternal freedom. Become an eternal part of the world in this blessed sanctuary and in this city, and then expand forever is purity and freedom and love to life till all has become ascended and free for eternity. And now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the sun presence of its almighty victory clothe us all in its peace for eternity. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, peace, peace give you peace, that you may multiply it. For the Prince of Peace forever holds command. And we thank thee for his love forever.